Hi, this is Dr. Lingnuka dictating discharge summary for Maurice Mara. Maurice Mara, medical record number 510-763212. MAURICE MARRA. Date of admission 5-7. Date of discharge is 6. Date of discharge is 6-3.
Okay.
Date of discharge is 6-3. Attending physician, Dr. Lingnuka, identifying data. This is a 33-year-old white male, gave air eye contact, was admitted to the hospital, is responding to internal QC, has bizarre thoughts, bizarre ideation. Patient is becoming restless and unstable. Patient was responding to internal fuels. Patient felt that life is becoming very hard and he cannot handle things. Patient has used. He started having a lot of auditory hallucinations. Patient was becoming restless. Then he stopped taking all his medication. Started becoming quite out of control. Patient was fighting and shouting. Okay, that is to whosoever so that they can file it. Progress. Next paragraph. Patient was brought in, was admitted. His parents were concerned. They had done commitment paper. Patient in the beginning was quite out of control. He was kept with the sitter. Gradually, patient started settling down. Past psych history, long psych history, multiple admissions in the past. Patient follows up patient. Past medical history, history of mind matter retardation, developmental retardation, history of hypotension, history of weight loss. Next paragraph. Psychosocial history, born and brought up in Detroit, Michigan, intact family. Patient has two siblings. Patient is the only one who has mental retardation and developmental retardation. He has completed school, 11th grade, some help from special aid. Next paragraph. Patient presently lives with his parents. Next paragraph. There is a history of schizophrenia in the family on his father's side. Next paragraph. Past substances, history of smoking weed, history of eating gummies. Patient has not completed IFP program before. Refused to complete IFP program. Next. Paragraph, male status exam. Next paragraph, hospital course. Patient was brought in. Patient had a lot of difficulty in the beginning. Gradually, he started settling down. He started taking medication. His glucose was slowly increased. At the time of discharge, patient is not suicidal, not homicidal. At the time of discharge, male status examination, this white male gave air eye contact, speech is slow, directed, reaction normal, verbal productivity is normal. No halting or blocking noted, no flights of ideas noted. Stated mood is okay, affect is normal, full in range, appropriate heart content, patient oriented times 3. Next paragraph, diagnosis, axis 1, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, rule out chronic paranoid schizophrenia, acute exacerbation, axis 2 defer, axis 3, history of mind mental retardation, developmental retardation, history of smoking weed, axis 4, severe, axis 5, 20, medical correction, axis 5, 30. Next paragraph, his family is going to watch him. He agreed, his father and mother aware about that. He agreed that he is not going to use any street drugs, including weed. Family is made aware about that. Discharge planning is discussing details. The same today is going to follow with the ACT program. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Joseph from Kioni will be going. Yeah, you can make it in a couple of weeks in my office.
Anybody else? You just told me that I can make it on the phone. Are you just told
Hello?
Any other patients? We're all going to make it on the phone.
No.
Danielle?
No. Oh, Danielle, is she?
Is she going to?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so
she's going
to change
work.
The order to?
Yeah. So she can go.
Okay, I'll
yeah, she needs that one.
That's what I was asking. Sorry. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about her, but I'm going to do later, so.
Okay.
She's coming to baseline, eating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely did you have operation.